www.dynamicallyrocks.com. Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. This is Rick Rodriguez. I have an interesting show again today. I'll put it that way. It's going to be a different show. Generally, I won't do this kind of a program, but because of the importance of what I think, because of what I think is important, I'm going to go ahead and do something differently today. And I have about a 10-12 minute clip. We're going to go through it. This pertains to the Alec Baldwin shooting. It appears as if it was a murder. It was a planned another event. So I'm going to go ahead. This is out of a YouTube Vegas Live dash bald, one word, bald, or bald, win, a second word, comma, sus, S-U-S-S, space, man, second word, comma, you, comma, crane, hyphen, sacrificial lamb. So let's go ahead and get into it and see what this has to say, and we'll go from there.
It involves the...
Now, initially, this is being the videotaped in Las Vegas, Nevada, so they have the helicopters that take people up and down the strip. It gets a little noisy, but just hang on.
The Alec Baldwin situation, the shooting on set, it involves the Ukraine, it involves a law firm, it involves President Trump, and it involves the Clintons. So let me get to this. Many of the false flags that we have dropped in our laps here in the last century have involved the needed belief by the general population that it was an accident. I am here to tell you that I do not believe the shooting on the set of Rust by Alec Baldwin was an accident. The Helena Hutchinson, the first cinematographer for the movie, is now deceased. God rest her soul. But why? Why her? The reason why I think this was not an accident was because in order for it to be an accident, the prop master and the armorer who worked together on a set, okay, would have had to make that mistake. The first AD, when he and the prop master, David Hall, by the way, the armorer, okay, which was Miss Reed, whose father is a legendary armorer in Hollywood, done movies like Tombstone and pretty much every Western in between, from there to here, and before that. So she comes from a family, and she knows her way around a weapon. This isn't a mistake that she would have made. This isn't a mistake that the first AD would have made, and it isn't a mistake that Alec Baldwin would have made, because it would have been the three of them together, and the prop master would have been in on part of it. The three of them together looking at that gun. I've been on a movie set. I've done this with an armorer as a director and as a first AD. You go over it together, and you certainly make sure that the actor is aware that the gun is not loaded. And then, if all of that was an accident and he pulls the trigger, it happens to murder, hit, and fatally wound this first cinematographer, okay? So if we can just step out of this space of it was an accident and who do we blame for that accident, just for a moment, take a walk with me to a different place, and that is the husband of this cinematographer is a lawyer for Latham & Watkins. His name escapes me right now, but he is a lawyer for Latham & Watkins, the second most profitable law firm on the planet. Latham and Watkins represent Michael Sussman, who is the first major indictment, we feel, in the Russian hoax situation, scenario, complete conspiracy against President Donald Trump. Sussman knows everything. Sussman knows Hillary Clinton's involvement. Sussman knows Steele's involvement, McCain's involvement. Sussman knows everything about what went down and what launched the Russia investigation by trying to hamstring and take out President Donald John Trump. And they did it every step of the way, and they violated multiple laws and treason along the way. The other thing about this cinematographer, she was a journalist in the Ukraine. She grew up in a military family. Her father was a military man, and she traveled all around. She was a military brat, and she was a journalist in the Ukraine. The father, military, USSR military.
Okay, we'll stop right there. We're going to go to a commercial. So already, the woman that was murdered was the wife of an attorney for Latham and Watkins. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Does EnviroShapes concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Okay, welcome back. The Present Truth with Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. On Sunday, from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Now we'll go back to the story here. So the woman that was shot, the cinematographer, she was the wife of one of the attorneys in Latham and Watkins, the second largest attorney firm in the world. And we're getting to the point where she was a journalist in the Ukraine, and her father was a USSR, not just a soldier, I think, some kind of a commander. Okay, we're going to go back to, this is David Snedeker. And again, YouTube, Vegas Live, bald, space, win, comma, sus, comma, or sus, space, man, comma, you, space, crane, hyphen, sacrificial lamb. We'll continue now.
Which is where she was born. She grows up, she becomes a journalist in Ukraine. And as we know, journalists, as we're learning on our own continent here in the United States, North America, that the journalists are in on it. That's why we no longer trust any of the mainstream media. At all. So the journalist, and then she becomes, gets into Hollywood. So Latham and Watkins represented the Ukraine. The Ukraine government in a case against three Cypriot companies that had challenged the Ukraine in the Stockholm Chamber of Commerce that was set up in 1917 to make sure that private investors in businesses were not screwed by governments that ended up producing at cost and not giving them any dividends. Imagine they set this up because they knew they were the bankers knew they were going to be screwing. This is four years into the Federal Reserve Act, Rothschilds. They knew that they were going to have to basically screw countries all around the world for their oil. So they set this up to make sure that those countries didn't reciprocate the screwing by giving it away, like Saudi Arabia gives electricity to the kingdom, and then they don't make any profit. So this is an arbitration court. And in March 15th, 2021, it was ruled that Latham and Watkins had won for its client, the government of Ukraine, a $6 billion arbitration, which the three Cypriot countries were trying to get to $3 billion. The $6 billion. So Latham and Watkins basically handed the Ukraine $6 billion, but let's call the Ukraine what it is, a piggy bank for the deep state and China to manipulate U.S. Congress people, U.S. senators, U.S. governors, U.S. locals that are affecting the election, that were involved in the Russian dossier, that supposedly implicated Trump. It never did. So now we've got Ukraine in here, but even more importantly, speaking of the Ukraine, we're talking about the Biden's piggy bank, specifically Hunter Biden and Burisma, and their connection and their collusion with Pelosi's son, with Kerry's son, with all these characters that have come together, and they've used this laundromat called Ukraine to funnel U.S. aid, that our money, U.S. citizens' money, going to bail out these countries, to help these countries. Biden's withholding $1 billion until the guy investigating his son is fired. That's been proven. And this, because this money comes right back into their pockets in special accounts around the world. And that's how they get the job done. That's how this is a huge conspiracy, because we're talking about the billions and billions and trillions of dollars that are spread out amongst their corrupt organization. This shooting, I remember Norm Macdonald, brilliant comedian, was asked by somebody, I can't remember who it was, asked if he liked Alec Baldwin's impersonation of Donald Trump. He said, no, he didn't. And he says, well, why? He says, well, it's not political or anything. It's basically that to really get a character, you kind of have to like them a bit. You have to kind of embody them, and you have to have some compassion or like for that person. And Alec Baldwin, you can see his hate come through. Something to that effect. I'm paraphrasing, but it was the general gist, and it explained why I have not liked Alec Baldwin's Trump. And also his politics, but also his lack of actually doing the craft of the art of comedy by impersonating somebody. Because it's not comedy. He's trying to take him out. He's trying to make him look foolish. And now this man who's proponent against gun, you know, for gun registration, against gun rights, just like the rest of Hollywood, these hypocrites that are using these guns in these movies, that are doing the things that they're doing. Look at the billboards, folks. You'll see a gun. You'll see a really nasty gun. Hollywood is promoting it. And it brings no joy, it brings no substance to you and me as viewers. And then they try to tell us how we're supposed to act. Hollywood is crumbling. The media is crumbling. Hospitals, the Western medicine, the whole scam is crumbling. Universities are crumbling. Our education system, our unions that aren't sticking up for its members and protecting them from a very dangerous medical procedure that isn't an emergency at all. The school boards are crumbling because we're seeing for the first time with clear eyes in 2020, the Great Awakening, and into 2021, we are seeing what we must see, and that is the real truth behind the curtain that is the mainstream media, is Hollywood, is our elected officials. This stops. This was a hit to send a message, in my opinion, by somebody that was sacrificed, Alec Baldwin, for this job, to show Michael Sussman he is not to speak about any of the things that he knows, and send his law firm a message that they are not to speak of anything that they know, whether it be the Ukraine. And by the way, look up SCC, Stockholm Chamber of Commerce, and look at the board of directors, look at the chair people of that organization. Follow the money. Follow the Dimitri and his graduation from Harvard. Follow where the money goes. Do you know how much saving $6 billion is worth? Hundreds of millions of dollars. If not a billion or two to save six. This should have been a layup. the Ukraine government violated this treaty by selling natural gas at cost, thus not allowing the Cypriot companies to gain any money or any revenue. That's a violation of this treaty created in 1917. But because it's to the benefit of the deep state, they swept it away. No $6 billion for you, which you've earned and which you're owed, and which has been contractually guaranteed. Folks, we must stop looking at these things as accidents and look into cui bono, who benefits? Who benefits from these things? Follow the people that benefit and you'll find your answers to the questions of how does a cinematographer get shot fatally on set that had also had two incidents of firearm poor safety that people walked off the set on and they replaced with non-union workers. That situation would have been so heightened that there's no way another mistake would have been made by anybody on that set, because everybody on that set would have known what was going down. The only thing that makes sense is that those two previous ones were to alert us that this was no accident, that this was planned, this was strategized, and this will serve the family Clinton that has a body count too high to count. That's who's going down, and that's who's trying to save their ass from going down. My name's David Snedeker. This is the indoctrination. I'm standing before.
Okay. So now, as the news is starting to come out about what really happened there in New Mexico with this cinematographer that was shot and murdered, she's the wife of one of the attorneys for the Latham and Watkins, the second largest law firm in the world. And they have been warned through this shooting of one of the attorney's wives. The law firm has been warned that Sussman, who is going to eventually, he knows everything again as to what happened with the Russian, supposed Russian collusion, the Russiagate, if you want to phrase it that way. Sussman knows all of the players. He knows how Barry Satoro was involved, how John Brennan was involved, how Hillary, all of these players in the CIA and all the agencies of the deep state. He knows the truth about who did the investigation. I can see the tall guy, at the two tall guys, the one that had lunch with Trump. He knows all of these players because they all were involved. And he is being told to be to keep your mouth shut, because the people that are going to be implicated in the basic keeping a president from taking office, he is elected, the election fraud, the man was elected, but he has not been allowed to take over the presidency for a second term. You know, JFK was assassinated, and here you have a president who won the election, who should be in office presently. He wasn't assassinated, but he was just as, he might as well have been assassinated. We'll be right back.
This is Bucky Dillon, and the Liberty Revolt is back, founded on strategies to engage in the culture war and to develop a better understanding of political philosophy, policies, and their ramifications. So don't miss the Liberty Revolt Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. on 1360 KHNC.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
Hi, it's Matt from Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions. Give me a call at 970-578-9821. No matter your skill level, I can create a course using a state-of-the-art firearms training simulator that's currently in use by law enforcement and military personnel. You don't have to use any of your ammo, and I bring the training to you. I have over 900 interactive training simulations, as well as shooting competitions and skill builders. So whether you're looking to protect yourself and family, if your church security team is looking to train, or you and your friends want to get together for some competitive fun, give Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions a call at 970-578-9821.
Have you still not refinanced your existing mortgage? Every day you fail to make a call costs you more money. The Three Sisters at the Town Group can lower your monthly payments, consolidate your debt, get cash from your home, or remove mortgage insurance. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low rates. Even if you've refinanced within the last year, you may be able to lower your payments yet again by taking advantage of these historic low interest rates while they last. Now, if you're self-employed or just don't fit neatly inside the box, give the Town Group 5 minutes to listen to your story. The Town Group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day for a purchase or refinance with the Town Group. Call 844-THINK-YES before interest rates move. 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES. The Town Group at United American Mortgage. NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval. Some restrictions may apply.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Learn how public bail bonds policy affects crime and get all of your bail bonds questions answered by tuning in or calling in to Bail Talk Sundays from 1 to 3 right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC.
Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth with Rick Rodriguez. And if you want to support me, if you want to send whatever help to P.O. Box, to KHNC, P.O. Box 104, and that's Johnstown, 80534, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, 80534. So, with this law firm, they have been given notice that they better keep Michael Sussman quiet. They're representing him. And with the investigation, the ongoing investigations by, I think, Durham into what happened in this last election, this doesn't include the matter of the voter fraud, but Michael Sussman probably knows really what happened with the agencies that were involved, the digital companies that were used to throw this election. Again, he probably knows Robert Mueller's involvement. He knows the involvement of John McCain. John McCain was basically told what to do, and because John McCain hated Donald Trump so much, he didn't have any problem doing what he could do before he died. Then you have the Bill and Hillary. Sussman probably also knows the involvement, directly or indirectly, of the Bush family. He definitely knows the involvement of the Central Intelligence Agency, NASA, the matter of the spying on the Trump Tower, all of the agencies that were involved in that. He is probably, I believe, aware of Barry Satoros, a Christian name of Barack Obama, his involvement, and how he was orchestrating from behind the scenes. I think that Sussman, this man Sussman, if he doesn't get the flu, it's going to be a miracle. If he doesn't get the Clinton flu, see, there are viruses. There's COVID-19, and then there is the Clinton 1991, 92, 93, and 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And through the first decade of this century, and still into the second decade of this century. That's a flu you never get over. You have Barrett John Brennan. Brennan was aware of all this, and Sussman probably is very, you know, he's aware of this. Then, now, I don't know what Sussman would know about, Michael Sussman, what he'd know about some of the Republican senators like Mitch McConnell. He doesn't know just, you know, what he knows probably doesn't just pertain only to the Russian hoax, but probably much deeper and much wider into many other operations that had been taking place. So what about with Mitch McConnell? What about some of the other senators? What about, and you know, just like this David Snedeker, he was saying that anybody involved with the Ukraine problem, with what was going on in the Ukraine, not just Joe Biden, not just Hunter Biden, but the congressmen that would have been involved, because again, it was a laundering operation for China, for the United States senators, congressmen, House of Representatives, judges, who knows what. But because the Ukraine is the piggy bank for all these people, money goes in, U.S. aid ends up in Ukraine, and then ends up going, rebounding, boomeranging right back into the pockets of the politicians of this country. How much does Michael Sussman know about all that? This man probably knows more than, he knows more than a lot of people. Then also, what did he know about Mike Pence? What about the vice president? What did he know about Michael Pence? Michael Pence, in this whole matter, is not innocent. Michael Pence is a Judas Iscariot. That's the way this sneaky little guy, ever from the time the presidential election began, in 2015, I'm not so sure I like Pence. He looked like a little rat. He looked like a little mouse scurrying around, always hiding in the background with his hands folded, just standing there politely, like kind of a smirk on his face, like, I know something you don't know. What about him? Let's don't forget about Andrew McCabe. Did Michael Sussman understand what was going on with Andrew McCabe and his girlfriend? Also, did he know what was going on with the agencies within the federal government, continuity of government, the agencies that make sure that anything that will take place in this country that will meddle with the plans of the globalists who and the power people, the Pilgrim Society rulers of this nation, anybody that meddles with that, Donald Trump, we have continuity of government. This whole agency is to make sure that the ship does not sink, that the ship stays on course, that no one at the helm is able to give the ship new directions, new coordinates, taking it a different direction. That's exactly what Donald Trump did. This is why every stop in the apparatus had to be taken out. This was an apparatus so powerful that it kept a president who legally won the election. They were able to not only demonize a president, but they were able to convince the American people through their network of media that Joe Biden won the election hands down. No interference in the states, no election fraud. Donald Trump was colluding with the Russians. So many things. So what does this Michael Sussman know? Well, if he has been given a message, this girl dies, just a cinematographer. She's just shooting a low-budget film with a high expensive actor who's really beyond his years anyhow, I think. And this girl is murdered to send a message to the law firm that her husband works for, the law firm that is, I think, representing Michael Sussman, the law firm who just won a $6 billion lawsuit against the Federal Reserve, for the most part, I guess you would have to just say, or the Pilgrim Society. They don't want it. They do not want to pay $6 billion. They'll spend a billion or two to make sure they don't pay six. Okay, we'll be back in just a few minutes. This is the Present Truth, 1360 KHNC AM Radio. Podcast 1360KHNC.com.
Hi, listeners. Jack here. The Hunting and Sportsman Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Mall to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That is peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton, Colorado. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have a half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They always have a full line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has got you covered.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Okay, I'm going to give you the YouTube where you can get this presentation by David Snedeker. It is vegaslive-bald-win-sus-man-u-crime-crime-crime. Ukraine-sacrificial lamb. So, I have a friend that I work with, and I had just presented some of the tidbits, and there is no way that he can even entertain the thought that this could have been. He can't see the why. Well, why? The American people, they have not followed the Burisma debacle. They have not followed Hunter Biden and the corruption of this young man. Not just the money scandal, his inability to run corporations, his sexual perverseness. He has been, I believe, abused when he was a child. The abuse equates into one thing, that he will be willing to go along with the agenda, the plan of who? Of Papa. Then you have the dad, who no one wants to follow or even entertain the thought that the current person in the White House, who is not the president, was not the elected president. They don't want to believe. The whole of the country, for the most part, they don't want to believe that Joe Biden threw that the election was thrown on Joe Biden's behalf, but that he was powerful enough to work deals in the Ukraine, that his wealth came from all these corrupt deals while he was a senator, and that now that he's president, the involvement with the Ukraine is continuing. And Russia, Vladimir Putin, is totally, completely, fully aware of all of the corruption that took place in the Ukraine. He's totally aware of it. Most of the European nations are aware of it. The prime ministers, the presidents, the governors of these nations in Europe, they know what is happening and what has happened in the Ukraine. They know how the Federal Reserve passed this law, or how this law was passed at the Stockholm Chamber of Commerce in 1917. This law was passed to protect the nations from what would happen to, in the future, 4 years later, the Federal Reserve stepping in to steal and rob these countries of their resources. The Europeans know. Who else knows? The globalists. All the globalists, they know how to play the game. They know every time something happens, they see the plan behind it. And who is pulling the strings? I go back to the Pilgrim Society, the American and the English Pilgrim Society that start World War I, World War II, that was responsible for the war, Second World War, and all the wars from that point forward, who work with the Rockefellers to allow the Rockefellers eventually to take over the oil fields in the Middle East. These people work together. The globalists, they know. The royal family and the powerful people, the monarchies in Europe, black nobility, the Vatican, the Jesuits, the Masons, Skull and Bones, all of the secret societies. Everyone knows who. These people know who is basically controlling and giving direction to everything. It is the Pilgrim Society out of England and New York City. Who is controlling the media? The Pilgrim Society. Who has been controlling the media since 1909 at the International Conference, where they took over the media. They could not allow the radio to be free, put into the hands of people that didn't have a narrative and a script to read from. They took over the media, and they've been controlling the media ever since. They controlled the media before World War I, so they could convince the American people needed to go to war in Europe. American people needed to send troops, munition, everything to fight that war in Europe. And they convinced the American people in World War II that Pearl Harbor was a surprise attack. Because they controlled the media, they made the American people believe that Pearl Harbor was a surprise attack, when the truth is they knew 2 weeks ahead of time the Japanese code. They had broken it. It had been broken. They knew the attack was coming, but they needed a war. People needed to make money. These people that are in the military-industrial complex that are building the weapons for war, these people, you know, they're hurting. They need more money. Their families aren't, you know, they're just making it. No, they're not just making it. And now, who is controlling all of the major corporations internationally? If you're a major corporation, for anybody to think that a major corporation in the world today is not being controlled and not being stiff-armed into going along with the plan, well, I wouldn't know what to say. Well, we'll be back in just a few minutes. We're going to finish the program. 1360 KHNC AM Radio, the top, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
The creation of the cell phone has been an incredible technological advancement with many conveniences. At the same time, it became the largest vulnerable device the world has ever seen, and destroys any privacies you think you may have. At any given time, multiple governmental agencies or hackers can be listening to your cell phone calls or intercepting your texts. Because of this invasion of privacy, the Defense Enabling and Assisting Framework, known as DEF, was developed to keep your personal and digital cell phone transmissions protected. To learn more, visit us at defprotection.com. That's defprotection.com. Make sure your calls, texts, and all digital transmissions are cloaked at all times. That's defprotection.com. Remember, privacy is freedom.
Hi, this is Steve Pardue, Ramsey Auto Group. My partner Mike Ramsey and I, we're at 6310 West 10th Street, Greeley, Colorado. RamseyAG.com, 970-443-5654. We are the working man's friend. We're a Christian-based company, and we believe in taking care of our customers even more than selling a vehicle. Come see us anytime. We specialize in large trucks and SUVs, and we do recondition our cars to a fault. 970-443-5654, RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Okay, well, we're done with today's program. A few more minutes and we'll be completely done. I was just minding my own business. You know, I had a program planned for today, and you know, I was going to talk about President Kennedy, because all of the JFK files, everything was all pertaining to the assassination of John F. Kennedy. The files are to be opened on the 26th, yesterday, and Joe Biden says, well, no, we can't open, we can't allow the public to see what's in those files because the CIA is implicated to the biggest, number one. It could not have happened, it would not have happened without the CIA. Well, Joe said, because this might interfere with the 2022 elections. Well, you bet it will. It absolutely will interfere. If the people find out what actually happened in the CIA involvement and the strategies of Hoover and all these people, what do you think they would do? They would vote the Democrats out. But that won't happen. Don't worry about that, Democrats. You don't have to worry. Everything is on schedule. The evil that Christ said is going to happen at the end of the world, it is right now in motion like never before in the history of the world. Now, to finish out with Michael Sussman, this is one guy, he's like the fulcrum. This man knows more about what happened with the Russian collusion, the fake premeditated, it was like premeditated murder, the plan, and how that plan was going to work, all of the different facets of that plan, to make sure that Donald Trump was demonized, so even if he won an election, which he did legally, he would not be allowed to take office a second term, because the globalists, they could not allow this man to interfere with their objectives any further. They spent too much time, energy, too many decades planning for what is happening in the world today. So, what they couldn't do politically, they did with a virus. What they can't do with just a virus, they're doing with vaccinations. And presently, they're not done. But it took the death of a young girl to begin to bring out the way in which the method, the, how do I phrase it? So this is the way that God, he said that everything, Jesus Christ said, everything that is done in secret is going to be brought out, laid out on the table for everybody to see. It can't be hidden. It won't be concealed. It won't be kept in the dark. At the end of the world, everything that is coming across the granite desert floor that has been hidden is going to be exposed, because God says that everybody, mankind, needs to know the truth. They need to know the truth. And God is doing it. Okay, so that is it for today. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you tomorrow. The Present Truth. We'll talk about John Kennedy tomorrow if we don't continue with Alec Baldwin. Okay, 1360 KHNC AM Radio, the top. See you tomorrow.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls and a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls and a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls and a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Won't forget what it's
like inside his cave. Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.